President Obama and other backers of the latest stimulus bill say the $787 billion plan will create millions of new jobs and help bring the economy back from the brink. But my next guest complains that while big business is reaping the benefits, the little guys are being left out. He's Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League, and he says that though small businesses account for most new jobs, they are largely being ignored by the administration's efforts to jumpstart the economy. Lloyd Chapman joins us now by phone from Petaluma, California. Lloyd Chapman, nice to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, Tavis.
So why are the little guys being left out here?
Well, the most recent data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows that 90% of all American companies have less than 20 employees. And those companies are responsible for more than 97% of the new jobs. So if you're trying to create jobs, and that's clearly the goal of the stimulus bill, you can't do it if you ignore the companies where 97% of the new jobs are created. So there's nothing in the stimulus bill to specifically direct any of the spending to small businesses. So I say that it's going to fail in trying to create jobs because it ignores small businesses.
What would you have liked to have seen in the bill to do to address, in fact, these small businesses?
Well, Tavis, in the last few years, there's been 15 federal investigations that have found that even though federal law requires a minimum of 23% of all government contracts to go to small businesses, actually most of the money went to Fortune 500 corporations. And what they should have put is one line in the stimulus bill that would have created millions of jobs, and the line would be the federal government and prime contractors can no longer report awards to publicly traded companies as small business awards. And that would have done more to create jobs, I think, than everything else that they've done combined.
Okay, so for all the talk that we got, quite frankly, too much for me, about Joe the plumber during the campaign, and that conversation was really about small businesses, for all the for the cameo that he made and that the cameo that the issue made, the Obama administration has to be aware of this. So what's your sense of why this issue is not addressed as you'd like to see it addressed in this bill?
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to sound cynical, but I think that small businesses don't make a lot of political contributions. So I see a direct correlation between when you look at the companies that are getting the money, they come from actually individual companies and industries that have contributed millions to Congress. So back almost a year, it'll be a year ago this coming Sunday, President Obama came out on his website and talked about how important small businesses were to our nation's economy and closed it with a sentence that says it's time to end the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants. Well, he was right. Unfortunately, he hasn't done anything since then to follow through on that. In fact, I would have to say that his website and the stimulus bill, it's sort of conspicuously absent that they don't have any provisions at all to address the companies where most Americans work and where 97% of the jobs are created. It just doesn't make sense, Tavis.
It is, though, it's obvious to the American people, though, given that it happens seemingly every day, that it is these major companies, these blue-chip companies that are laying off people 15, 20, 30,000 at a clip.
Well, that's true. The Census Bureau statistics show that large corporations in America haven't actually created one net new job since 1977. So I recognize that the large businesses are laying off people. I tell you what would be interesting, Tavis, if we could see in comparison, the volume of people that are losing their jobs with small businesses. You have to remember, most Americans work for small businesses. So let's just say this. If we look at two facts, most Americans work for small businesses, and 97% of the new jobs come from companies with less than 20 employees. Tavis, would it make sense for them to put something in the stimulus bill for those companies?
I don't know the downside, but I also don't know the answer as to what to do now. So let me ask you, what do small businesses now do?
Well, to tell you the truth, that's a good question. Small businesses are having a lot of trouble with the recession. They're having trouble getting loans. And I think they just have to buckle down and try to, ride it out. And I'm really hoping that the American Small Business League can convince Congress to adopt some legislation that we think will redirect $100 billion a year in government small business contracts back to legitimate small businesses. I think that would be something that would be very significant that would impact small businesses all across the country. And we're working on that every day, Tavis.
Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League. Lloyd, thanks for coming on. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Thank you very much.